You know, we've all seen QR codes everywhere now, right? Restaurants, posters, packaging, they're just part of the landscape.
Absolutely ubiquitous.
But how often do you scan one and actually get, well, something really engaging or something that makes you do something? Often it's just a link.
A static link, that's often the experience.
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive into a company called Budget Video 4 BIZ Inc. and their proposed alternative, the call to action symbol. Or C2AS for short.
Right.
They claim it's going to redefine engagement and really connect the offline world to your online presence. Pretty bold claims.
They are bold claims. And what's really fascinating right off the bat is the sheer size of the market they're aiming at. This isn't a small tweak we're talking about.
Okay.
They're looking at potentially disrupting a huge space. I mean, the global QR code market right now in 2024, it's estimated at around $10 billion.
Allow 10 billion.
And it's growing. Projections put it at $15 billion by 2028. So there's clearly a massive opportunity here for something genuinely innovative, not just, a slightly better version.
15 billion. Okay, so the potential is huge. Our mission today, then, is to really unpack this call to action symbol, the C2AS. We want to understand what it promises, sure, but also how it works, what makes it different, and frankly, what challenges it might face. What does it mean for businesses and, for you listening, interacting with this stuff every day?
Let's get into it.
Okay, so before we get to the C2AS solution, let's dig into the problem a bit more. Why do those standard QR codes often feel like, well, a letdown? What are the real pain points here?
Yeah, it's crucial to understand the why first. And the core issue with traditional QR codes is that they're fundamentally static. Think of them like a simple signpost.
Okay.
You scan it, it points you to one single destination, a website, maybe a PDF document. That's it. It's very one way.
Which in today's world feels pretty limited.
Exactly. Limited and honestly quite unengaging compared to how interactive everything else online is. And this lack of engagement, well, it shows up in the data. The numbers are pretty stark.
Stark how? Are we talking about a minor annoyance or something that really impacts businesses trying to use them?
Oh, it's significant. First off, scan-through rates aren't great. The number of people who actually bother to complete the scan and look at the content,
Right.
that could be as low as 30% now, which is a big drop from, say, 80% a few years back. So a lot of potential interaction just vanishes.
30%. So two-thirds of the potential audience is just lost right there.
Pretty much. And then there's the customization issue, or lack thereof, that generic black and white square. It doesn't really help with branding, does it?
No, not at all. It looks the same everywhere.
Right. And that lack of visual identity limits how users connect with the brand. It feels impersonal.
So it's not just looks, it's about that connection. And does this translate into like actual results or lack of results?
Absolutely. This is the critical part for businesses. These limitations lead to really low conversion rates.
Okay, define conversion here, like making a purchase.
Yeah, making a purchase, signing up for something, downloading an app, whatever the business wants you to do after scanning. The data suggests as few as 5% of users who scan a traditional QR code actually do that thing.
Only 5%. Wow.
5%. So 95% of scans don't lead to the desired outcome. It's often a digital dead end.
A dead end. That's a good way to put it.
And to make matters worse, businesses get very little data back. Traditional QR codes don't offer much in the way of real-time analytics.
So you don't even know why it's not working.
Exactly. You're flying blind. You can't easily figure out what's engaging people or where they're dropping off. You can't optimize.
Okay, so it's static, unengaging, poor conversion, poor branding, and no real data. That sounds pretty broken, actually.
It highlights a clear need for something better, for sure.
Right. It's like you scan a menu QR code, expect maybe to order, and just get a PDF you have to pinch and zoom. Frustrating. For businesses, that's a lost sale or lead. So how does this C2AS aim to fix all that? What's the fundamental shift?
This is where C2AS really tries to change the game. It's designed from the ground up to be dynamic and interactive. So instead of that static signpost,
Yeah.
think of C2AS as a smart, responsive portal. It's not just pointing to one fixed place. When you scan it, the system behind it can offer multiple options, tailored content, and crucially, it tracks that interaction in real time.
Okay, so less like a one-way street, more like what, an interactive junction?
Exactly. They call it the entrance ramp to the information highway. It's about providing multiple lanes, multiple choices, all from that single scan.
That sounds much more powerful. What does that mean in practice? Like, what specific features make this highway work better than the old signpost?
Good question. It breaks down into a few key things. First, it's inherently action-oriented, meaning one scan doesn't just lead to one outcome. The user might get presented with several options, maybe watch a video, learn more, shop now, share this, sign up. They mention things like learning via featured and supplementary videos.
Ah, so the user chooses their own path after scanning.
Precisely. It allows for multiple calls to action, delivered dynamically based on, perhaps, context or user history. That immediately boosts engagement because it feels more relevant and interactive.
That makes sense. More choice equals more engagement. But does it actually lead to better results? You mentioned that dismal 5% conversion for old QR codes.
This is where they claim a massive improvement. CTAS apparently boasts an average conversion rate of 30%.
30 from 5.
From around 5, yes. They state it's 3 times higher than traditional QR codes. Now, 30% conversion in any digital campaign is seriously impressive. It suggests it's really tapping into user intent much more effectively.
3 times higher. That's huge for a business.
Okay, what about the branding problem? The generic black square. They tackle that head-on, too. C2SS offers full customization. The symbol itself can be designed to fit the brand's visual identity.
So it looks like it belongs to the company.
Exactly. And the experience after the scan is also designed to be seamless and on-brand. This focus on branding, the report, leads to a 25% increase in brand engagement. People connect more with something that looks and feels professional and integrated.
Okay, better results, better branding. What about the data problem? Flying blind.
Solve, according to them. Because C2S is dynamic and tracked, it provides deep, real-time analytics. Businesses can see exactly how users are interacting, which options they choose, where they spend time.
Ah, so they can actually see what's working and tweak things instantly.
That's the idea. Instant optimization based on real behavior. The overall claimed impact sums up to that 30% increase in conversion and a 50% increase in engagement compared to the old QR codes.
That's a compelling package. And you mentioned something about an optional landing page, MOVS.
Right, the Mobile Optimized Video Site, or MOVS. This is an add-on, a landing page custom designed for mobile viewing after the scan.
So it ensures the experience after scanning is actually good.
Exactly. It makes sure that multi-action interactive promise is delivered smoothly on a phone screen. It avoids that awkward PDF pinch and zoom scenario. It costs a one-time fee of $149 for setup.
Okay, so the tech sounds promising on paper. It directly addresses those key frustrations. But, you know, lots of tech sounds good. What's the real-world situation? Are businesses actually using this? What kind of momentum do they have?
Yeah, that's always the key question. It seems they are getting traction. They're positioning C2AS perfectly to ride the wave of digital transformation. Businesses need better ways to connect offline and online, especially with mobile. And they're targeting that huge $10, $15 billion QR code market we talked about. There's a clear demand.
So how do businesses get involved? What's the cost? Is it accessible?
Their model seems quite flexible. For that MOVS landing page, the hosting is $30 a month. Pretty standard subscription model there. But here's something quite interesting. They offer a free pro bono altruistic ROI track report.
ROI track, like ROI tracking.
Presumably, yes. Return on investment tracking. They call it world-class data analytics for better decision-making. And the key thing, it's free.
Free analytics, even if you don't pay for the landing page hosting.
That's what they state, which is a pretty significant value add, especially for smaller businesses who might not have big analytics budgets. It lowers the barrier to entry.
Definitely. What about bigger companies?
For them, they offer enterprise licensing. That's $10,000 a year and includes custom integrations, like linking up with e-commerce platforms.
So it scales from small businesses to large enterprises, and you said it's applicable across different industries.
Yeah, very versatile. Retail, hospitality, sure, but also things like political campaigns, charities, even Major League Baseball. That broad applicability is a good sign.
And the traction numbers, how many businesses are on board?
They launched in January 2024, so it's still relatively new, but they report 500 businesses onboarded already.
Okay, that's pretty quick growth.
And they claim a 20% month-over-month user growth rate, which is very strong if sustainable.
Any major partnerships or big projects that show this isn't just small scale?
Yes, actually, quite significant ones. They mentioned a $21 million program with Lions Quest 2024.
Lions Quest, the service organization.
That's the one. the largest philanthropic service organization globally. A partnership like that suggests C2AES can handle large-scale deployments.
$21 million. Wow. Anything else?
They also mentioned a pending $3.2 million commission for the state of Arizona related to federal FICA tax decreases. Again, working with a state government implies a certain level of capability and trust.
Okay, those are serious numbers. What are they projecting financially?
Based on this early momentum, they're projecting $5 million in annual revenue by the end of this year, 2024.
$5 million in the first year. Ambitious.
Very. Operationally, they seem to be moving fast, too. Formed a 25-member board of directors by April, integrated with 10 marketing platforms by June, aiming for 10,000 active users by September.
And they've got sponsorships, too.
Yeah, with EasyWayNews.com, EasyWayMagazine.com, which apparently has a 700,000 circulation, and EasyAWAPodcast.com. Building an ecosystem.
It sounds like they're building momentum quickly. But let's talk competition. You've got standard QR generators everywhere, Canva, Bit.ly, tons of others. And then tools like Linktree for managing multiple links. How does C2AS really carve out its space?
That's the critical question in a crowded market. You're right. You have the basic QR generators, QRToker, QR Code Monkey, Unitag, or others they list, and the link aggregators like Linktree.
So what makes C2AS different enough to win?
It boils down to that core shift from static to dynamic and the results that follow. They position themselves based on superior user engagement, that 30% conversion rate we discussed.
Right, the performance difference.
Exactly. Plus the full branding customization, which most others lack. And critically, those rich real-time analytics. Neither the basic QR generators nor Linktree really offer that level of dynamic interaction and deep insight.
So Linktree gives you a list of links, but C2AS gives you interactive options and tells you what people did.
That's a good way to summarize it. And their proprietary offerings, the MOVS landing page, and especially that free ROI track Roport analytics, are designed as key differentiators that competitors don't match.
Let's put them side by side then. C2AS versus the others.
Okay, so call to action symbol. Aiming for 30% conversion, real-time analytics, full branding, traditional QR code generators, maybe 5-10% conversion, virtually no real-time insights, very limited branding. Linktree, useful for organizing static links, but still limited branding, no real dynamic engagement, and not the same depth of analytics.
Okay, the difference in capability seems pretty clear. It's not just a facelift. It's different under the hood.
Fundamentally different in its approach to interaction and data, yes.
So looking ahead, what's the big picture? What's the ultimate vision for C2AS according to its creator? Are they aiming for global domination of the QR code space?
Well, domination might be strong, but their ambition is certainly global. The long-term goal seems to be making C2AS the default way businesses link the physical and digital worlds.
The default, wow.
Yeah, integrated everywhere, apps, websites, physical products, venues. They want it to be the standard for any touch point where you want someone to take an action.
That's a massive goal. How do they plan to get there? Any concrete steps?
They're already looking internationally, aiming for expansion by 2027. The founder, Jim Bannon, apparently has an invitation to speak in Ghana next year, March 2025, so that global push is starting early.
Okay, international expansion. What else? Any future tech integrations?
This is where it gets really interesting. They envision integrating C2AS into augmented reality, AR, and virtual reality, VR.
AR and VR. So you could scan a symbol in the real world and trigger something in a virtual space.
Potentially, yes. Or overlay digital information and actions onto the physical world via AR. And this isn't just wishful thinking. The founder, Jim Bannon, reportedly has existing roles like BP positions and equity in companies working in this space, like Beyond XR Studios and World of Tings Entertainment.
Ah, so they have connections and expertise in that XR space already.
Seems so. It suggests they're building C2AS with that future compatibility in mind.
That's definitely thinking ahead. But scaling globally, integrating with AR/VR, that takes serious partnerships. Who are they targeting?
They're aiming high. They mentioned wanting partnerships with tech giants like Google, Meta. Also, major educational institutions like the Thunderbird School of Global Business at ASU and something called Ariston University, described as a global metaverse, a $100 million university.
Okay.
And organizations like Major League Baseball again. Leveraging these big players and platforms is key to their strategy for achieving that global standard status.
Right. You need those kinds of partners to really scale up. Okay, so we've really dug into this call to action symbol from Budget Video for BIZ Inc. We've seen how it aims to fundamentally change that simple scan from just fetching information to enabling dynamic, measurable actions, moving way beyond traditional QR codes.
It really highlights a shift in expectations,
yeah.
doesn't it? The idea that any physical touch point, any symbol you scan, shouldn't just be passive info. It should be an interactive gateway.
Yeah, a gateway that provides choices, actions.
And data. The integration of real-time analytics and personalization potential is key. It suggests a future where these simple interactions become much smarter, much more tailored, and ultimately more effective for everyone involved. It's about moving from just scanning at something to actively engaging with it.
So for you listening, it really makes you think, doesn't it? As this kind of tech evolves, how are you going to interact with the world around you? How will the businesses you deal with use these tools to connect?
Are we ready for a world where every symbol is potentially an action waiting to happen, offering personalized options and tracking our engagement?
It could reshape so much. Discovering products, donating to charity, engaging with a political campaign, moving from just passively scanning to actively doing something. It definitely makes you wonder what these actionable symbols will look like and what they'll let us do just a few years down the road.